We continue our reading of the prophet Isaiah, coming to chapter 57. Today we'll read verses 14 to 21. Isaiah chapter 57, 14 to 21. Now this short passage has two great and famous statements in it. And the first is one of the great statements of theology proper, is talking about the nature of God himself. And he says in verse 15, "Thus says the one who is high and lifted up, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with him who is of a contrite and lowly spirit." Now here you have the marvel taught in the Bible of a transcendent God who is also fully immanent. This is unique to Christianity. Islam has a transcendent God. He is an authority figure. He is high above you, but he is not near. He does not care personally for you. He certainly does not dwell with you. Other religions, like Hinduism, he's an immanent God. He's in the rocks and trees, but he's not high above. There is no objectivity. There is no sovereign high up above. And the marvel of the true God, the one who reveals himself in Scripture, is that God is infinite in majesty, in holiness. He is high above us. Nothing's ever going to touch him. And we're to render him absolute worship and obeisance, but at the same time, he does dwell in our heart. He does come with loving care into us. How wonderful it is that the God who helps us is the God who is mighty to save. I remember an analogy a few years ago. The question was asked, if you were stuck in a elevator in a fire that was burning, which would you rather have? Someone in the elevator to comfort you, or someone outside the elevator to break in and get you out? The good news of the gospel is that we have both. God saves us and he is with us. These wonderful verses as we read them. Now then you have a great statement about man. Man and his sin. So psychologically accurate. Verse 20, "But the wicked are like the tossing sea. It cannot be quiet. Its waters toss up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, for the wicked." Now that is so accurate. We know what that is, and the world shows it, that there's no rest, there's no peace, and just the muck keeps getting stirred up. There is no peace for the wicked. What a great statement here. The two things we need to know, the truth about God and the truth about us. But you know what else we need to know? We need to know that he saves by grace. You'll find that in verse 18. "I have seen his ways," God said. Don't think you're going to deceive God. God knows your sin. He knows the corruption. He knows the secret desires, the secret thoughts we never tell other people. He knows our wickedness, and yet he says, "I will heal them." Why? Because of the grace that he has through his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I'll stop there and I'll read, beginning at verse 14, the prophecy of Isaiah from chapter 57. Listen now to the word of the Lord. "And it shall be said, build up, prepare the way, remove every obstacle, obstruction from my people's way. For thus says the one who is high and lifted up, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with him who is of a contrite and lowly spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite. For I will not contend forever, nor will I always be angry, for the spirit would grow faint before me and the breath of life that I made. Because of the iniquity of his unjust gain, I was angry. I struck him. I hid my face and was angry. But he went on backsliding in the way of his own heart. I have seen his ways, but I will heal him. I will lead him and restore comfort to him and his mourners, creating the fruit of his lips. Peace, peace to the far and to the near, says the Lord, and I will heal him. But the wicked are like the tossing sea, for it cannot be quiet, and its waters toss up mire and dirt. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.